Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Don't let your ears hog all the fun. This episode of Steel Wars is also available in full video at youtube.com/Steel Wars.
Hey guys, we are about 10 minutes out of seeing The Rise of Skywalker. We've not talked about it at all. We've got Amy, Rashad, Sal, and me, Steel. I love the end. But there was bits, it just didn't.
One perfect, but it was pretty, pretty good.
Yeah, I'm
pretty good.
I think I need to see it again to get into tune with it. The ending was the best.
Yeah.
And I predicted it. I think that was my thing in the prediction contest.
Yeah, I think I predicted.
Oh, we should just say this is like, if you have not seen the movie, yeah, do not watch this. But my prediction was that Rey would end up taking on the name Skywalker, and I got it. I got a lot of things that I didn't want.
Yeah.
Or one thing in particular that I was just like, really? But I don't know, I felt like it was the end of Revenge of the Sith for 2.5 hours. It was just so like,
okay. Yeah, the movie kind of steamrolls you before you have a chance to think like, wait, I'm not sure what's happening. Like,
I think TFA did that too.
Yeah.
TFA just was like, just like, we're back in it. Like,
yeah.
Like, it just moves.
Yeah, I thought this was way more, like, it didn't even sort of, it was like, sometimes like the storyline was like, and then we'll go to what?
Yeah.
And then they'd have time with like Dio, and it's like, yeah, we probably don't need this in the scheme of things. I thought Dio, like,
I like Dio.
He's fine. He won me over a little bit more.
Yeah, I just thought in that crowd of the film, it didn't get there. I love the end, but I'm pretty moderate on the film at the moment. Like I had moments that, like, the X-Wing lifting up,
yeah,
that I've always wanted, but it just, I don't know, the music wasn't with it, or the build, it just felt like it didn't click in.
The music was different.
I really liked the music this time.
Like, there were parts where I was like, oh, that's dope. And then there were parts where I was like,
There were a lot more callbacks to the old theme, which I thought were missing in the first two.
I just mean like the new music. Like, a lot of the new music that I heard, I was like, interesting, cool. And then a lot of the new music that I heard, I was like, damn, that's...
I have nothing to say that's comparable to what you guys are going to say.
Did you like it?
I enjoyed it, yeah. There was things about it that I was just like, I could take or leave.
Yeah,
such as?
Like, the whole Palpatine thing. I was just like... Honestly, like, it would have been so much better if she wasn't a Palpatine. It would have made everything so much more stronger, especially when she fights him at the end.
The thing about that that bugs me is that, like, now I have to go through all these podcasts to find the thing where it's like, they're not just going to say, your granddad's Palpatine, because they did.
On that note?
Yeah.
Like, there's things that I don't like going into it, I didn't want that to be a thing.
Yeah. I don't know anybody who wanted that.
Yeah, JJ.
And now you've got to think about all, like, the logic. First of all, the logical loopholes of how he's still alive, they never touch any of it.
Yeah,
like,
they don't.
And now on top of that, you have to jump through the logical loopholes of, oh, by the way, he had a child. Oh, and that child was Rey. And then she got, you know, it's like, there's a lot of shit.
I guess, like, I think I've already had enough time to get over him.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, how are they gonna? And then they just did it. So,
that being said,
I'm sure we'll get a comic or whatever later on. But
I thought he was cool.
Yeah. Her in particular, I think, like, what I don't like is I really wanted the one Star Wars story where the person who came from nothing was able to change their destiny and be the hero. Because every time they tell us that story, it's not anybody from nowhere. I guess, unless you count Anakin Skywalker. He's pretty much from nowhere. Like, he's the only one. But, like, the Luke Skywalker story, turned out he wasn't from nowhere. He was,
yeah. But know. Then he still has that air of, like, immaculate conception about him.
Yeah. So, like there's not... I was hoping Rey would fulfill that.
Yeah.
But
it's a little disappointing.
What if, when
I
don't
like that. But what I really do like is that this... what this does is kind of flips it. So if she's a Palpatine now, that sort of flips, like, not only is she not nobody, she's, like, the worst. And, like, that's, like, being Hitler's grandkid and really turning around to be a hero. So I like that.
Yeah.
That's all for now.
Let's talk about things that we loved in it. Because I feel like I've got glimmers of times when I was, like, weeping with joy and thought it was great, but, like, it was just so much. It was so full of
there's a lot.
Watch.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Ben coming back at the end. Like, his redemption, amazing. I love that arc. And I said that it would be real. There's a lot of things, I was telling you this, there's a lot of things that I said before the movie, if this or this or this happens, it's going to be real stupid. And then they happened in the movie, and I was like, Ben, like, seeing Han, for example, is one thing.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's going to be real dumb if they do it. But they did it in such a great way. And just, like...
I love that they established... so he sees, obviously, you've seen it.
Right.
He sees Han Solo, and he establishes that it's, like, a memory. But just seeing him play Han Solo again, like, that ripped me. The end sequence with the celebration and the hugs, and I may have pumped a fist for the Ewoks.
I probably did, yeah.
And there was a, fuck yes!
I did not swear.
The captain.
I definitely did not swear in the cinema.
Check, tape.
Yeah, roll it back. Here's a big one. Leia has a saber. That was awesome.
I
love that. I really love that.
Leia's saber, though, was fucking dope.
Yeah. The little, like, click wheel thing.
What about young Luke and Leia?
That was dope.
It was cool, but the de-aging didn't really work for me.
It was
a little wonky.
Too weird.
Yeah.
But the concept was really cool. Like, I liked that happened.
Yeah.
You know me, I really try to just look at story. I kind of don't I just, like, in the moment I'm watching it, and I was like, dude, this is...
That was pretty cool. They're fighting with the flash shields down, though, for most of that. That was cool.
I can't believe that, remember in The Force Awakens when she holds the lightsaber like that? And people are like, that means she's Palpatine! And it's like... it's so funny that some of those goofy theories. Oh, what about all the clone Snokes?
That was a little pretty. What's that about?
But yeah, I mean,
I love that.
That's all we know. You know, if we take it at face value, it's pretty self-explanatory.
I also really like, was it what's the name of the plant?
Exegol.
Exegol. I loved, like, that, like, temple-y thing and going down, like, the way all that looked was, like, so metal. It was cool.
Every time they showed the, like, crowd, are they all felt?
Are they all Snokes? Or
what? Because, like, it's all they showed up with these hooded figures.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, my interest was piqued by it, but also at the same time, nothing ever became of it.
Yeah.
Like, were they actually there? Like, were they minions that just lived on the Sith planet?
They must, right?
Who's running those ships? Yeah. Maybe the ships are full of those dudes.
Yeah, with, like, weird, like, half-formed Palpatine. Or Snokes,
So, on the Palpatine thing, no explanation, no nothing.
You just kind of buy it at face value.
Yeah,
he's here.
I mean, it is what it is. He's there.
I really liked... They did a lot of really cool cameos. Like, seeing Wedge again.
In the gunner's seat, gray hair. It was
The full flight gear.
It was rad because I had totally blanked out that he was going to come back.
Right.
I had no idea.
I'd heard, like, maybe a year ago or something, but it had totally, like, filtered out of my head. I was when.
Yeah, I know. You got excited about it.
I was a little bit, like, that was cool. Did any of you guys read Resistance Reborn?
No.
Okay. He's like in the, he's like a big part of that.
Oh, King Tom read it for me.
I heard.
And told me about it, so.
But anyway, I was a little sad that he didn't fly.
Yeah.
Like, he,
that he
like,
didn't what?
Like, he didn't fly his own ship.
Well, he's getting
it's
on.
So cool. Yeah, that makes sense.
He's getting on.
But, like, maybe when I think of Wedge, like,
he's violent.
Yeah, I just think it was sort of cool to have him in a different situation that sort of fit his age, and it's sort of just like, who cares? It's Wedge. He's back.
What about the Lando reveal?
Oh, that was really cool.
That was super cool.
As soon as I saw him with the cane, I was like, that's Lando. That's gotta be Lando.
I didn't call it until he took off his face.
Yeah, the
his face mitt.
There was a few.
I literally, who's that? You're like, Lando. Like,
yeah.
And then as soon as you hear him talk, you know it's Lando, even with the helmet on.
So sick. Seeing him on the Falcon again, just like taking it in.
When he first walks on, that was
pretty nice.
That was pretty hot. I don't know at the start how well or convincing Daisy Ridley was acting against Carrie Fisher. I don't know if it was me like going, this is old clips of her or not.
Honestly, they did a really good job.
They did a good job, but I felt like I don't know, there's something about the tone of Ray's responses that...
Like, her whole, like, temperament, mood, whatever you want to call it, like, there was a lot of, like, unsurety. Like, to me, that's what I read it as, but also, like, I read a lot of books leading up to this that, like, sort of, I was like, oh, she's like this, because the books lately have been diving into a little bit after The Last Jedi. So, I guess that's what I was reading it as.
Yeah.
I didn't see it as, like, huh. But, like, all the scenes themselves... Like, the writing and the, like, way they fit in, nothing felt cut and paste, for lack of a better.
Yeah, it didn't feel like...
At least not to me.
Like, round thing, square hole or something.
Okay, we have to make them give each other a hug and her say, good job, Ray. Like, you know, like, it, nothing seemed like that.
I did notice, which is... Whoa, a pirate just ran out. I feel like every scene with Kylo and Rey I really liked.
That worked really well.
And I loved how they expanded on the Last Jedi thing of them seeing each other and stuff. And I feel like without that, it would have been really hard to have. Yeah. Like, it's such a good device to have them together than apart. And
It
worked so well that there were times that, like, when he shows up in the Death Star, I couldn't figure out.
That was my favorite
scene.
That fight scene was amazing.
In the white room, in his room?
No. Well, that was like, I liked the one on the Death Star.
Yeah.
I liked that fight scene on the Death Star.
But I thought he was, like, I thought they were visioning each other. And I was like, oh, did he come through now? Like, can they just, like... That's where I thought it was going. But then, like, she goes to the ship. It turns out he flew there.
I know you're going to agree with me, but that shot when Kylo's surrounded by the Knights of Ren at the end, and then Rey is, like, about to kill Emperor, and then she's, like, passes through the saber to him.
Yeah.
And then he makes that expression with his hand. Yeah. It's so good. I love that scene.
It was so good to see Ben.
Yeah.
Like, with the blue saber.
I have issues with him taking off his belt. Because, like, in the costume, it looks like he just has a t-shirt. It looks like he's wearing a sweater.
Under Armour or something.
Like, walking around the hole, he just has a sweater.
Yeah, no, I felt like that was a good change of look.
Yeah.
Like,
he needs to differentiate.
It's good that you know, like, it's like a visually, like, oh, he's different. Yeah. No longer the, like, tight, like...
It did sort of seem like he wasn't Kylo Ren anymore, he was Adam Driver.
Yeah. That's pretty tight. I really like
I didn't expect that to... First of all, I didn't know what I was going to do if that happened. But I didn't expect the turns to hit me as much as it... Like, after Solo, and she says, like, it turns slowly at that point. And there's a lot in that moment that really built it up, and I didn't expect to feel... Not sorry for him, but, like... to be on his side as soon as I was.
Yeah, it's pretty quick.
No, well,
I was like, well, do you remember the horrible thing? Like, I was like, no, you can't just turn.
But you gotta, like, all that real world thing of being a space Nazi and that, it's Star Wars. It's a film where, like, Princess Leia loses the planet, but then consoles her new friend for losing the hobo buddy that,
right.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's
being in the moment in the movie, it works really well.
But it's,
you just buy it.
It is the classic pro wrestling face turn. Where the evil, no. He's such a good fighter, and you respect him as a fighter, but he's a bad guy, and he eventually sees, like, he's got to take a stand. Like, even he can't take this, and then he turns to help the good guy. When he did the face turn, again, speaking of wrestling, like, one of the things I really wanted was the big run-in at the end with all the ships, and I just don't think it was done that good. Like, I thought the whole thing with having to go through that red, like, and then all those ships did it. It was sort of like, yeah.
I bought it because the first thing was like, oh, she's showing us the way, like whatever. And then I'm like, yeah, but it looked a little crazy. And everybody else flying through here, it looked crazy, right? But then they show them, and like even the capital ship's just like bonk, bonk, yeah. And it works. So I was like, okay, everybody just bonked their way through.
I was sort of just like, how are they even all gonna? But they all line up to go through. Like it would have been
bonk, 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 bonk.
They take turns. They take a number. But yeah, that.
I wanted more from that. I wanted like a Return of the Jedi like space fight with the ships.
Yeah,
feel like we just got a glimpse and then it was over.
I don't think the beat of it was like I don't know. It just wasn't like it wasn't the moment of like the burst of joy.
I got chills seeing that.
Yeah, but it
and
wasn't.
Then it went away.
Yeah, I felt like it wasn't what it should have been.
The moment was there, but like they didn't spend the time with it. Like they had the moment in your, and then like. The rest of the fight kind of happens for a little bit.
And then Skynet.
Which was just, like, it was good that it was just like a sort of like an ion cannon, and it just sort of froze them for a little bit. But that was, like, you know, you got to expand your what Star Wars is used for. But that was, like, pretty ludicrous on first watch.
Okay.
I felt like that was this movie's Leia through space.
Okay.
I've just like the new power where you're just like, oh,
right.
Okay.
But I think for me, as soon as she starts pulling the ship down in the beginning, I'm like, oh, like we're doing this now.
Yeah. Like, I thought that was pretty sick.
That was the part where I was like, okay. Like, because like, you know, the whole Jedi thing and like, that's the whole reason, like, well, they can't just do everything, you know, like, they are just people in limited power.
It is a little Force Unleashed-y.
Yeah, that was my like,
it was like, it was when she did it, I was like, finally, someone's pulling something out of the sky. Like, YouTube will just be like, yes!
We got one.
We got it, YouTube, what you've always wanted.
That's amazing, Matt, that the YouTube boys will be happy.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't exactly what they... It's like me claiming Knight the Green.
I feel like we didn't get... They introduced a lot of new characters that we didn't get any time with.
I feel like
Rose got sidelined too.
I wish there was a lot more Rose. But I thought, like in the beginning, I was like, man, that sucks. She's not in the whole. Like, but then she came back at the end, and there was, like, she had some really good moments.
Sure.
That I thought was cool. That I was like, oh.
What's the actor's name? One from Lost.
Dominic Monaghan.
Yeah. He's like barely in the movie.
Yeah.
It's a bummer.
But I mean, that's what JJ does. Like, he brings a lot of his actors in from other shows.
He killed his homie.
Well, yeah, because he famously like didn't turn up that day. There was something where he was like, "Yeah, I'm not reading out the death log." Like when they, like in The Force Awakens, and they've got just like set lines so they can like use as they need in the editing.
Yeah.
He like wouldn't do the ones that were like would mean they could edit him to die.
Oh shit! I didn't know that.
So he got his on the last one.
Greg Grunberg.
Yeah.
He's also in Heroes.
I remember that. Did he have a power in Heroes, or was he just a dude?
No, he was like the stepdad of somebody who had powers. I think. No, he did have powers. I don't remember.
Wasn't he a cop or something?
Yeah, he was a cop.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a long time since I watched Heroes, but I have it all on DVD.
It's a good sizzle for Rashad's life.
Yeah.
What else? C-3PO.
Whoa! He came out of nowhere.
He had...
He was on one this movie.
He had some very good lines. I feel like he's the funniest in the J.J. Abrams films.
I can agree with that.
But again, like the pacing of it, I don't know if I'm going to watch it again and it's going to click more, but I just thought the pacing of that whole one last look at my friends, it was just like super rushed, and then it got double erased. Like, do you know what I mean? They just like, and now here's your memory back.
Yeah.
And like the Chewbacca fake out as well, where it's like, it must have been another ship. What immediate deduction.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I was telling you after we got out, I was like, they should have just left it, and then she senses him on the ship, and it's not like they show him being like walked onto the ship. And it would have been like more of a fake out that he's gone.
I bought it at first.
Yeah, oh yeah, they just do that to my boy?
Did they show in the establishing shot that they had multiple... Yeah. Okay, well that's... Do you know what I mean? Then I can... Like, that's what I mean. But when you're watching it first time and you're like... Oh!
Yeah. Like, it's nothing sacred.
But I was like, here we are. Dude. The last.
We're really doing this.
You know?
What did you think of Luke Skywalker? It was pretty rad. I was surprised to go back to Ahch-To. I didn't know that.
That was a quick turn. But also, I'm going back to the island.
I liked that her, like, deduction, like, she ended up in the same place that he ended up.
Yeah.
You know? And then it's him who has to come back for her. So I thought that was a really cool, like, saga-wise, that was an interesting turn. Like, a really good turn, I thought.
One thing that didn't, like... The storyline I had trouble keeping up with was the killer, the guy that used the dagger to kill the parents. Mm-hmm. The ship was on the desert party planet because he was looking for the...
They were looking... Wait. No, what was looking, the series of events?
They were looking for the item.
Uh-huh. The dagger.
And he never found it.
And he died on the planet.
He did actually find it because he never left the planet. Luke said they tracked him there and he knew, but they never found him. They only found his ship and they just didn't look underground.
So did he kill Rey's parents and then come to that planet with the knife and die?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Okay. Wait, so why... So he killed them with the knife. Why did he go to that planet?
I think that he didn't want... Because he was still supposed to find her. So I think that's where he went to hide out and, like...
I don't know.
Because the whole thing is Palpatine wanted her back, right?
Yeah.
So he did part of the mission, but he didn't finish it, and then he went to, like, hide out, and that's where Luke went to search for him and never found him. And he was just hiding out there the whole time, or hid out there and died and left his things.
Interesting.
That's what I got.
I really like all the voices at the end. I wish you could have seen them. But that was sick. Like, Anakin and Mace and Yoda. I didn't catch the other ones. You were saying it was Kanan. And Ahsoka was in there?
I saw Luminara. I thought I saw Ahsoka in the credits, but now I'm second guessing.
Yeah, you told me you saw Ahsoka.
I saw it.
But Mace Windu was in it.
Yeah.
Because I was sort of just like... Yeah. Like, I was thinking mm-hmm. so hard of, like, who's that?
I thought I heard Ezra, but I didn't see him in the credits. I was looking
You didn't hear
him. You don't know where Ezra is, buddy.
What if Palpatine found Ezra and Voldemorted his body into what was left of Ezra and just like... Nope.
I didn't get to think much in the film, like, of outside, but I was sort of like, after they left the Death Star planet, I was like, oh god, I hope the Ewoks celebrate at the... Like, how am I going to get the Ewok? Because, you know, they've shown the picture of Warwick Davis with the helmet, the Ewok mask. Head. So, my things... I did this tweet the other day, like, the five things I want to happen. It was Ghost Anakin. Ghost Anakin talking to Ghost Luke Skywalker.
You were talking in unison? Well, I would say yes on Ghost Anakin. You got it. We got the voice.
We didn't get to see Ghost.
We didn't get to see Ghost Anakin. That would have been awesome. I thought he was going to be at the end. That was his home too. Oh, wait, never mind. Sorry. It was never his home.
What? Tatooine?
He just stayed there one night. It was like an Airbnb for him.
Yeah.
Anakin?
Yeah.
What?
That wasn't...
Oh, that home. Oh, but the planet.
Yeah. Oh, I guess that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, okay.
Where she went she went to Luke's home.
I'm kind of surprised we didn't see Ben with them.
You know what I thought was going to happen?
Hmm.
I thought we were going to get, and I guess this is just me reaching, but she goes in there and she goes and she slides down, and I thought she was going to like go in there because it looked like she was exploring. And I thought she was going to find like a box. In the comics, Luke goes to Ben's home and finds
a box
that
says, right?
Yeah. For Luke. I thought she was going to find a box that said, for Ben.
Oh, for Ben?
Because it wouldn't be for her. No, he never knew her. But I thought she was going to find the box for Ben.
Yeah,
and she
okay.
was going to, like... And I thought that was going to be her not saying it, but, like, Rey Skywalker. You know what I mean? I thought that was going to be the way...
That'd be really cool.
Like, she was going to take the thing that they left behind.
I love that.
It's so weird that, like... I found it, like, a bit of a mess in the middle. But the end... It was exactly...
We got to where we wanted to go.
It went exactly what I wanted to happened with someone asked her name and she decides to say Rey Skywalker. And then when she paused, I was just like... And then when she said, I was just like...
Yeah.
I think I stood up. I was like, yes! I was so happy.
As soon as we saw the homestead, I just started crying because I knew it was coming. I knew it was coming.
Well, that's obviously what Big Kev wasn't allowed to go see. They told him not to go, which, mate, was tripping me out.
Because, is that what he wasn't allowed to see?
Yeah, because it was the last scene of the movie.
Oh.
And he said they would blow his mind.
Oh.
And so I'd sort of predicted, like, it was like, what thing? It's got to be something that you've seen before to blow your mind, I think. Okay. And it's like, well, that's the logical last set. But then when I was looking at the set, I went into real world and I'm like, what bit of this is a set? Like, they have the LED things from The Mandalorian around it, making the landscape and stuff. But the ending was, like...
Perfect.
So perfect. It was sort of like...
Leaning.
Yeah, I... Right now, I it's my least favorite of the three.
Okay.
But it's got my favorite ending of the three.
It's hard to say. I think Last Jedi is probably my favorite of the three, but this was as much fun as Force Awakens for me. I had a lot of fun watching them.
I think I put it in the middle.
Yeah.
What's your number one?
Last Jedi, this one, and then TFA.
Okay. What about you, Amy?
Probably the same. Yeah. I don't know.
I thought you didn't really like Last Jedi.
Yeah, switch those two.
So, what is it? This?
It's Force Awakens.
Force Awakens.
This, and then Last Jedi.
Okay.
So...
Oh, there's a trailer for it now. Everyone, if you want to go see it. This might jog my memory to talk about more things. I did very much appreciate that we got a follow-up on Rey's parents' ship from the flashback.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was something that... I remember in 2015, 2016, I was so adamant to, like, I need to know what this means. And, like, I sort of felt like we deserved an end. Like, that's something that, like, it's not like some random backstory. It's like you've said, this is a mystery. So you have to, like, end up solving it. So I'm glad he got to do that.
Ask me if they are for it.
Yeah.
I really like it. Did you like the ending?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Right now, I'm in order of release.
Okay.
Of release? What do you mean?
That's my favorite one. In the sequel trilogy. So Force Awakens, The Last Jedi. I kind of think... I feel like Last Jedi is the best of the three films. But I just had so much fun with The Force Awakens. But I have to rewatch.
I agree with that.
Yeah, I have to rewatch this, and I feel like I'm going to enjoy it far more now, knowing where it's heading. Because the whole time you're just like, and I didn't get the Chewbacca fake out. Didn't get me, but the Rey one, I was buying it for. I was like, maybe they'll go that way. Maybe they'll go that way.
For which?
Okay.
Rey death fake out.
I thought. You know what? It made me immediately think of.
Mm.
I thought of Ahsoka and the sister. That's what I started thinking of.
Yeah.
You remember in the Clone Wars when Ahsoka like dies,
mm-hmm.
and the sister like gives her her life. Like
yeah.
There was like that kind of moment that's. Like, I kind of saw it coming, especially since that power was established. And then she even explains it. She doesn't say, like, oh, I used the Force to... She says, I gave him some of my life. And I'm like, that sounds mortal.
Yeah, I knew when they did the worm.
Yeah, they were setting it up or something.
Yeah. And it was such a like it's such a trope that I heal the big beast. You know, you pull the splinter out of the elephant or the rhino's foot or whatever. But I was just like, oh, nice. I haven't done this one in a film before.
Yeah.
Great.
In every video game, they've done it. So I bought it immediately. I was like, yeah, they can do that.
But then, when they showed that power, I'm like, that's coming back. Kylo Ren's got nothing to worry about.
And then that's what happened. Never mind. As soon as they did it on the worm, I was like, that's what's going to happen. Either she's going to use it on him or he's going to use it on her.
But the quicksand bit, that freaked me out. Quicksand's always terrified me. And I was like, when they actually went into it, I was like...
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
No.
Well, you tapped my shoulder and you said something.
I do not like the quicksand.
But going back to the healing thing, your favorite scene was like the Death Star light or whatever. I love that last moment when she's so mad and she takes the saber.
That's why. This is just like, you're not expecting her to do that.
Yeah, and then she has that moment of regret, immediate regret, when she can feel Leia passing and he's just like, oh, it's just like, bad timing.
Yeah.
I love that. And then she has that line too, right, where she says like, I wanted to take your hand, but it was like, I wanted to take Ben's hand.
Oh, yeah.
That's really good.
I actually, this is something we haven't even talked about, which is like such...
Great scene.
Yeah, this is, I can't believe we haven't talked about this. Raylo.
That disappointed me.
That disappointed me too.
I really cared about.
I don't care about it. But also, there are people that are like so like about it or not about it. That I'm like, okay, like I hope the people that are about it, I hope they're happy.
Yeah,
they have to be.
For a 30-second bit that just disappears. There was more lead up between her and Finn or her and Poe. Her and Poe, it felt very much like...
Isn't it for that first scene like together?
It felt like a Ron and Hermione kind of thing.
Or like maybe. Ron and Leia.
There was some weird, tension when they had that exchange.
And then when they're thinking, Finn's like, oh, I have to tell you something, and then he never tells
her. And like the whole movie, they keep bringing it up, and it goes nowhere.
Yeah.
I feel like this is
that is
good.
Odd.
Good, like, I think this is a good follow through from The Last Jedi. Like, I feel like it went well.
Because, definitely there was, like, in The Last Jedi, there was, like, an intimacy between them with the fingers touch. I'm not a Raylo.
Right.
I wasn't pro or con. Like, it's just not not in my sphere of things I really care. Like, it's like, that's. Oh, yeah, just do it well, because I'm more worried about other things. But I feel like that, like, them together, that connection, and how it ended up was, like, for me, one of the most enjoyable things of the film.
I didn't want it, but it worked.
They did it well.
Yeah.
The connection, like, that was the main...
Okay. Let me ask you this. Amy, we'll start with you. When they... It was like, it got to this nervous tension after Rey got brought back to life.
Mm-hmm.
Did you want them to kiss or not?
No, I didn't care if they did or not.
No, but in that moment, did
you? In that moment, no.
You didn't want them to kiss?
No, I was like, okay, cool, he brings her back, and then they'll go and help fight or do whatever.
What did you think, Rashad?
I didn't want it. I knew it was coming.
I knew it was coming?
But did you know it was coming, or just
I didn't know confirm? You could just see it,
in
the actors' faces. Like, well, this is weird.
I didn't think it was weird.
I was fully tongue him. I was like, he just brought you back to life. Just get your slug out and get in there, you know?
Hut style. Wow.
Do him hut style.
We're going de-helmeted Bausch, are we?
Yeah.
For a second, like, the shot is she goes down and she's... And he picks her up. And for a second, I almost thought they were going to do a, like... He was gonna like kiss her and bring her back, and I was like, "Oh, I don't like that."
That'd be real bad.
As soon as she came back, I was like, "Cool, this is fine."
I'm cool. That's done.
Yeah,
we're good.
And it was interesting with, because you know, there's been so much conjecture about how Rey gets the powers and stuff, that Kylo Ren saw the power and then copied it.
Yeah,
you know,
that was really cool.
Like it felt like he only knew about that power. Because
he saw her do it,
and then he was like harnessing like light side force power to do it. So
that's a really cool point.
And that's the whole. But, that's like one of those book things that everybody's like, why can she do mind tricks? Well, she kind of like.
I was happy as well, just for. I know a lot of like great Star Wars fans. They really wanted it.
Yeah.
And. So,
I hope they're happy.
Yeah, for me, I definitely hope they're happy. And
I did, if it didn't happen, I was just like, the railing. It's kind of like, you didn't get what you want. Like I just thought that was going to be like a nasty blowback.
This movie isn't going to please everybody.
No.
Oh.
Not by a long shot.
Yeah, I don't know, I still just think... It's just not a smooth movie.
There's just so much, like, I mean, we're talking about a 9-movie series. There's so much to wrap up. Like, where do you, like, what fits and what doesn't? Like, to me, the focus of this film is clear. It's about him and her.
Yeah.
And it's about, like, what, it's about the legacy of the Resistance and the Palpatine.
Right.
Which, to me, like, the reason why I, like, Palpatine wasn't a thing that had occurred to me or that I considered a thing that I'm kind of like it comes to that real EU place. I'm like, we're cloning the... Okay.
Oh, yeah. Like, it's like script
Dark
consultant.
Empire, dude. It's straight
script
up.
Consultant Cam Kennedy.
Yeah. Tom Vietch. But like the...
Those comics had nice covers though. Those Dark Empire covers, they had the harder covers.
The bold colors?
Yeah.
And there's one panel that I love in that comic book. To this day, the panel that's dope is when Leia sees Vader, and then it's Luke. Like, it comes through.
Oh, wow.
It's like a couple of frames, and then it's like a big, it's like the silhouette, and she sees Vader's face, but then the silhouette goes away, and it's Luke's face, and then the full body is still the same silhouette.
Oh, wow.
Gangster. Yep, just in
that. Wowzers.
The reason that I like Palpatine being back is because it does the whole, it ties the entire saga.
Yeah.
Because if you take that out, just short of Anakin's voice, then you really have nothing to tie to.
I do feel like it's kind of weak that they did it in a way, because he's just back for this last one, and there's no real build-up to it, and we just have to buy it immediately that he's back.
That's true. But then also, with his whole, like, I did Snoke, like, then I'm like, oh, okay, well, this is connected to that one.
I buy it enough. There's enough in this movie that I buy. I'm like, yeah.
Like,
I'm okay with Palpatine being back, but it's just the Rey being a Palpatine is the issue that I have.
That's the biggest issue.
Can't agree more. And also the hokey, like, you're a Palpatine. Like, it's just sort of like, it was, because there was always the thing of discussion is like, how do you explain that? And it's like, are you just going to, like, someone's going to say, here's the family tree? And that's what they sort of did. And it was like, you went for this thing, and I felt like you told it, like, you made a decision that's sort of arguable, and you told it in the cheapest way possible.
Yeah.
By blatantly just going, bleh.
Yeah.
I mean, if they had, like, left anything in, like, the prequels about Palpatine having a daughter or a son or whatever, it would have made a lot more sense. Like, even just, like, a throwaway line. But they didn't have any of that in the original, in the prequels.
Yeah, when did Palpatine...
When did she conceive? Hashtag.
The truth is out there.
Do you think we can get a t-shirt going with that one?
Wait till that comic comes out.
Oh, wow. Dude, that, maybe that can be the... maybe that can be Emily Whedon's erotic fan fiction for Celebration.
When did she
conceive?
Sheave has been unsheaved.
What do you think? Like, it's weird because I'm in a very similar place with The Last Jedi where we went to a pre-screening and you just don't know what the people think.
Well, like, you know me, I don't care what the people think. Like, what I said on Twister yesterday was...
On Twizzler?
On Twizzler.com.
Twizzler? Is that like Twizzler's Twitter?
Yeah. It's like Twitter, but you gotta type with your whole... The keyboard's on the floor. That was done well.
What did you say on Twizzler?
I forgot now. Oh, I said, I hope this wraps up as good as Star Wars Rebels does. Because to me, Star Wars Rebels is the one Star Wars story that got an ending besides Return of the Jedi. That got an ending that like felt unified and did the whole thing together. So I was hoping for an ending that felt as good as that. And I feel like that's... I don't know if I
have a question about the ending. So... I think I asked you this too. They take out the command ship or whatever, right? And then Palpatine dies, and then all the other ships just turn off. I didn't understand how they all just were they all connected somehow? They just
they were connected because they needed the radio signal to steer the other ones.
No,
because
they weren't like the planets over. Like there was a ship over Endor, and then there was a ship over whatever. They all just
No.
Those were people like
that was
the rest of the
Yeah. That wasn't like the Star Destroyers in Palpatine's ship in fleet is the Last Order, the Final Order. Yeah. And then those ones that you saw like above Cloud City and stuff, they were First Order.
Yeah.
So, like one of my favorite lines of the film, which I can't remember, but it's like it's General Pride or whatever his name is says, "Oh, they don't have an army," and it's like, "Oh no, they're just people." Which I think, which I'm interested to know if angry people, that's gonna like make them angrier. But we'll find out.
I like that.
But I love the line. The line of just like
with the ship just went to war, basically.
Yeah.
Kind of like was it Dunkirk?
Yeah.
Reminds me of Dunkirk.
No more.
Yeah.
Ah, the story of Dunkirk, so good.
Okay, we haven't talked about the Knights of Ren.
They were in the movie a lot more than I thought, and I'm very happy about it.
Okay.
Yeah, they were just there. I don't think they lived up to the...
They were in the movie this much more than the Praetorians.
They're in the movie more than Captain Phasma's ever been in a movie.
That's a fact.
Yeah, no Phasma.
She got hosed, dude.
No Phasma.
The, I thought... Yeah.
Okay, well,
but,
hold on.
But the Knights of Ren, how they, they sort of just turned on Kylo Ren. It was sort of like, what's the Knights of Ren's... Like, who's their boss? Like, do you know what I mean? They were sort of... Weren't they doing what Kylo Ren wanted them to do, and then they turned on him because, like, it...
I guess we'll find out a comic book tomorrow. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did they come... They didn't come from Exegoria or whatever it's called, right?
Well, no, because he's never been, right?
Right.
It took until he finally found his way.
But they were around before he went there, or they only showed up after?
No. He just went there in this movie.
I'm talking about the Knights of Ren.
They've been around. In fact, in the comics, they're fighting young Ben and Luke.
Oh, you're right.
The Knights of Ren are, like, fighting. So, like, they're around before he...
They're just, like...
Like, there's
squad.
One... Yeah, there's like one squad. In the... that's not in any of the movies. So, presumably, that's the one that, like, Kylo killed.
To take over. Somehow, okay.
He doesn't have his mask. Clearly, he's like, that mask is not my... this is my jam instead. But, yeah.
Alrighty. Have we missed anything?
Is there anything we haven't covered?
What about you can I don't mean to intrude, but you were taking notes for your review. Is there anything of note from your notes that we could? Because I admire your professionalism.
Why were you taking notes?
I can't remember things.
No, but for what purpose were you taking notes?
Oh, I'm good. Yeah.
Tell the good people of the internet.
For for my channel.
Oh, okay, tight.
The movie checklist.
Oh, that's right, yeah. Rashad's always telling me that...
Yeah,
that
movie checklist.
Your review got more... No, your reaction
got more than
yeah.
us.
It's not, not a competition, Amy.
That's the best video I have to date, so...
I think mine... I didn't look at it for ages, and I looked at it again, and it was like... A staggering amount.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, it's.
It's because I cried, that's why.
Oh, really?
So did he.
So did my kids.
I made it for
Lizzie, I guess.
Yeah, I cried in that bit for C-3PO, and now I feel like I've rotted.
I'm dehydrated from crying the entire time.
I did cry a fair bit in that. Yeah. Okay, go through the notes, Amy. Amazing book, by the way.
Everything else... Oh, thank you. Yeah. It was in Loot Crate. I was sponsored by Loot Crate for a minute. Second.
Oh, God. Stick to your edge.
We talked about pretty much everything in here that I can actually read, except I saw on Twitter, because somebody I follow on Twitter went to the premiere last night, and they mentioned Harry Potter. Like... It feels a lot like Harry Potter, and I was watching it, and I was like, you know what? It feels a lot like Deathly Hallows Part 1 and Part 2, which I only say because I'm a massive... Like, you guys are to Star Wars what I am to Harry Potter. And there's a lot of comparisons that I can see that are really related to Deathly Hallows Part 1 and Part 2. Like, C-3PO, he has the exact same line with Dobby on the beach when he gets his memory erased. For the Sith, like, tracking information. Rey is the chosen one, like Harry Potter is, and she has to go and defeat, like, Palpatine, who is basically Voldemort, even though she's related to Palpatine. But Harry is technically related to Voldemort in so many different connections that I could probably spend 30 minutes talking about.
That's what Harry Potter needed a scene of, where it's like, you are a Voldemort.
Yeah.
It's in the books, but it's not in the movie.
I noticed the Harry Potter comparisons too, and I couldn't quite place them as well as you did, but the one that I kept coming back to was like how Palpatine's like half cooked and like needs like essence or something.
That's
it's
the
very
loosest Harry Potter connection that you can make.
Well, I grasped for it and I held on for the whole time.
You could also say that it's like if Rey's Harry and then Poe and Finn are Ron and Hermione.
Right.
So they have that trio.
Yeah. It worked.
I thought the comedy was spot on. Like, everything that was meant to be funny was real funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
Although, I feel like people mistook me in the screening that sometimes when I'm really excited, I just start laughing.
There was a guy on this side of us. I don't think I liked sitting near him.
Yeah, he seemed a bit cynical.
He didn't seem like he was laughing for a good reason. And I don't like that. Like, and I never thought about that, because normally I'm going to watch the movie. I don't care what you say. But today I was talking to a lot of the people at the lining up.
Yeah.
And they're like, dude, you're in there, and you're in there with people that like love this thing. And like, it makes a difference. And all right, I'll give it to you. Liningup.net.
It's true. I do love... The opening crawl just went for it right away. It just was like, we're going for it. We got 2.5 hours.
Opening line.
Yeah.
What was it?
It was like...
The Dead Voice, Speak.
The Dead Speak.
Yes. Oh, I was like, when that letters came out, I was like, whoa!
I'm saying it. This is the most metal Star Wars movie.
Yeah, this is the most metal.
But about the laughter and the unintended humor, when Rey and Kylo kissed, I just...
You started laughing.
Because I was just like,
here we go.
I was so fun.
I know
like,
his because then he,
no,
he
I was I was sort
too.
Of excited. I was like, yeah. I was like, oh, that's like that's yeah. cool. I'm
people
into it.
The theater laughed. I think when Kylo died or something. There was like some really. I was kind of like
yeah,
thinking
I think it was when the switch
happened.
Yeah. He kind of gets up and then he's like, ooh.
And then they were like, ha, 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 ha,
I got it. But I'm like,
what?
No, he's dying.
Like,
dude, he was like fucking pressed.
Alrighty. Well, what would Amy? What would be your initial out of 10? And maybe just a final like a preface for that.
I don't know. I'd have to see it again to give it like a real good once over score. but I think I would probably give it like a 6.5 out of 10. There's like the things that I don't like are like almost outweighed by the things that I do like, but then there's just some things that I'm like, I can't quite forgive it for that.
Yeah. Okay. Rashad?
I'll go with a 7 out of 10. It's pretty unforgivable that she's a Palpatine, if I'm gonna be honest. It kinda sucks. But that's like the biggest blemish on the movie. And there's a lot of little things I can forgive because it's really fun still. And I was blubbering like the whole movie. Like the stuff they got really right. Like you said, they nailed the ending. Like couldn't have had a better ending if I had thought one or asked for one. But there's like those, like the Palpatine stuff, like you just kind of have to buy into a lot of stuff. And I don't like that she's related to that. It's kind of a bummer, but yeah, I'm going to go 7 out of 10.
I guess I'll go like... But I'm like with you with the Palpatine thing. Like, I don't love it. I didn't want it. But like I said, like what I think about when I think about it now, I don't think about like,
yeah.
Now I think about like, that's cool. She came from this and she got to do this. So I'm gonna go with today. I'm gonna go with
8
because this movie did a lot. It had to do a lot to end this saga, and it was heavy, but there were laughing moments, there were moments that made me cry, and there was, like, it felt big, and it felt like they did the saga justice.
I agree.
Which I think is the most important thing that this movie had to do.
I agree. The good outweighs the bad, in my opinion.
Yeah. I think out of all the films, it's got the best ending and the worst twist.
Yeah.
So that you've got okay. like with a lot of Star Wars fandom, you've got some conflicting things to deal with.
Talk about.
Oh, wow.
General Hux.
I called it. That was my prediction at the prediction show.
I don't know if that was. I don't know if that was like a full.
Good call.
It was like a twist, but an anti-twist because he wasn't actually good.
He was just doing it for
the politics.
It was a selfish.
Which was cool. I liked that.
I liked that, but then it just kind of went away 5 minutes later.
He died.
That was one that I was like,
thank you. Yeah.
Like, as soon as it happened, what? That was a really good one. That was short.
Yeah.
But, and then I liked the reasoning, too.
Yeah.
Like, that worked well because it wasn't like, he's too bad, or I don't want the Sith to take over.
I
just wanted order. Yeah. Like, it wasn't anything like that.
Yeah, I wish
like
they
that.
Maybe left it on a little bit longer because it just kind of ended. Yeah. Just stopped.
It ended quick, but the moments that we had with it,
yeah.
I loved, dude.
Well, the way that they presented the twist was so bad. It's like you see Finn and Poe fight like they normally do, and then you just hear the blast of the laser, and then they're like, oh shit!
Because they definitely they framed Pride to be the traitor, like with these long shots and stuff, and then it turns out he was the most devout one of them all.
Yeah.
But I thought the motivations for Hux's like.
Cool.
Like being the informant, he wasn't. I guess he was a traitor, but it was like because it was just like because he's a dick. He's trying to be political.
That's literally
the only reason. Right.
Like he was happy for the entire First Order to fail in this if it meant he could rise up a little bit, which is pretty genius.
And that still sticks back by the Last Jedi where he's like, You know, like, and the bickering they had in The Force Awakens. And I wouldn't have bought him being a good guy because I read that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
All right, so your ranking, or you're not ranking, your score.
My score, I'm going to go for a 7 out of 10 so far. It did have a lot of weight on it, a lot of things to achieve. And I feel like it might have been really overly stressed or burdened with trying to do all that stuff. It just felt like it was really rushing through a lot of like, we're gonna get this exposition out, next. But it had like magic moments and the ending, like the thing that like I wanted to happen in 2015 or early 2016 closed out the trilogy is I'm so happy about that. And I think the most important about the thing about the film is to make you like all the films more, like and
the collection as a
unit. Yeah, and want to go check them all out again. And I feel like, even though this bit of the journey was a little bit bumpy, from Go to Scavenger with No Name to Rey Skywalker, I feel like the journey's been worth it for that. Even though that it was at the end, it seemed a bit it was just hard to get all those things in and explain the dynamics of the battle and all that sort of stuff. So got to go a whole one day without seeing it. But
it's going to be tough. I will get through it together.
I look forward to watching again. Amy, where can the good people of the internet track you down on your
my channel?
On your way more viewed channel?
Yeah, it's way more viewed than you guys. The movie checklist.
Hey, I'm a podcaster anyway, okay?
It's no, dude, Axel plays Minecraft on YouTube.
Yeah, I am also a podcaster. No, actually, you guys are way more views than I am. But, no, the movie checklist, or on Twitter at NotABK.
Or the podcast.
Or my podcast, The Nostalgia Effect, where we talk about our favorite childhood movies.
Hi.
Rashad?
Yes? It's me. Hi. I'm on Twitter at iCosm. I think so. IRRCosm. One of the two. I'm on that. Will Communication. I host that with Justin. And I do YouTubes with you, and I do Sudu with you. It's been a while since we've done Sudu. We got to get back on that.
We can do on Thursday.
And then I'm also on Seismic Charges and Bad Motivators.
Sal, my podcast is The Rogue Rebels Podcast, where I talk with my family about everything Star Wars, which right now is Resistance and The Mandalorian. You can check out everything we do at theroguerebels.com, all of our costumes, Lizzie Cook's recipes, and that's the thing.
You can follow me at Steel Wars, and keep if you're listening on podcasts, you're already subscribed. If you're on YouTube, do that as well. Hit subscribe. We're going to have a live show breaking it all down on, if I look at the date.
Yeah, I kind of need to know this.
The 11th of January. So that'll be at Scum Villainy Cantina, and we'll be breaking everything down from this monumentous entertainment extravaganza. Thank you guys so much, and may that force be with you. Rey Skywalker.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.